from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, because of a glitch, we don't have the intro music.
Say my name.
There we go. For Destiny's
like that,
Child,
Destiny's
which is
Child?
It's the best intro we've ever had for anybody.
I agree. Andrew, we'll get it righted. We'll write the ship for next week.
Andrew Destin of the Post Gazette covers the Pirates. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. I appreciate the improvised intro there from Austin.
I got you.
Chops to him.
It was quite special. Andrew is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Highlight of your trip to Lake Tahoe was what?
Hike with my dad. We did a 10 to 12 mile hike, the two of us, no cell reception or anything, capped off with a swim at a lake at the top. It was an epic trip. It was pretty awesome.
That is cool. I've taken many walks during vacations on the beach in Cape May with my dad. We always make it a point to go on long walks together. I'm glad you had that opportunity. A little trail mix on the walk?
Oh, naturally. Some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, the whole nine yards, but... It was a great time all around, honestly, being with my family. Just it's hard with all of us spread across the country. My sister's in Florida. My brother's back at home. So it was a blast. It was a great time, Joe.
I'm going to contact you privately for tips on Lake Tahoe. That sounds really cool, to get to the top of the mountain or whatever it was and have a lake up there. Was anybody at that lake? Was it just describe the scene up there?
I'll have to send you some photos after this, but it was just me and my dad, nobody else at the lake. We hadn't seen anybody for probably 2 hours of hiking and, 75 degrees and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. You're hanging out in the lake, get to swim in, eat some lunch, chill for an hour, and then head back down the mountain. It was no cell service, just the two of us. You couldn't hear anything except for the wind and the birds. It was serene would be the way I would describe it.
That is incredible. City limits? You agree with this?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I thought my venture into the woods of Vermont was cool. That sounds relaxing, soothing, and just all around a great time in nature. Like, I like nature a lot. That seems like nature on steroids to an extreme. I love it.
Let me ask you this, Andrew, as we seek to avoid the pirates for as long as possible. How far is Lake Tahoe? Like, where do you fly in? Can you fly into Lake Tahoe? What's the flight situation?
So two options from Pittsburgh. Good you ask, because I looked into both of these. So you can fly direct to San Francisco on United, or you could stop in Chicago and then fly into Reno, which is about a 45-minute drive from Tahoe.
Yeah.
But from San Francisco, it's about a three-and-a-half-hour drive.
But nice drive down the coast?
What's that, sorry?
Nice drive down the coast from San Fran?
Actually, through the mountains. You get to cut through glorious Sacramento, believe it or not. But that's always a fantastic drive, but it's I kid. It's pretty easy though. I mean, it's highway driving. You're on I-80 just the same out here in Pennsylvania, but it's easy enough. You can get there. It's a little bit difficult, but from home, it's certainly a lot easier of a trip.
I'm going to do this just for the record, and I'm going to pass through Sacramento very happily and pay homage to the likes of Lotte Divac and Doug Christie and Chris Webber and Mike Bibby, because they got ripped off in that series by the referees. Admittedly, I mean, that's a fact. They're one sports team that got gypped, ripped off by intentionally bad officiating, right?
Yeah, at the hands of the Lakers, no less.
At the hands of the Lakers.
Naturally.
I was watching in Squirrel Hill with my friend Ray Myrna, and as it was happening, we're like, "Is this game fixed? What is happening here with the foul calls?" And as it turned out, it pretty much was fixed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was proved later on, and just a sore spot for me. But you know, you feel for the Kings fans, you feel for Sacramento, because that's just classic NBA stuff, right? Prioritizing the big market clubs, but whatever.
Who did you root for growing up? And where did you grow up?
I was a big Warriors fan growing up in the Bay Area.
Oh, so I love the Warriors.
I do too.
Yeah, supremely spoiled once I turned about 12 years old. Then from then on throughout high school, I was me and all my buddies were very, very spoiled with the games we got to go to and the teams we got to root for, obviously.
Were you in San Fran? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a suburb of San Jose. It's Saratoga, California. It's about 45 minutes south of San Francisco. But we used to go up to Oakland all the time to catch games, Warriors and A's games. But then when the Warriors moved over to SF, been to a few games there at the new arena. But grew up a big Warriors fan for sure.
You may not know this about me, but the Warriors are the last team in all of sports, even including the Bills, that I'm emotionally wrapped up in. Or at least I was. I've soured a little bit since last year. But for the last many, many years, I'm talking before the Splash Brothers, I'm talking going back to Run DMC and things like that. I'm even talking way before you were born, Destiny's Child. I'm talking back in the days of Rick Barry and Clifford Ray and
Chris Mullin.
Well, he was after that. He was Run DMC. You have to know your Warriors history, City Limits.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking.
He's trying.
Yeah, I'm going way back here. Phil Smith, even, and Baron Davis, that team, and of course this team. But that's all beside the point, Destiny's Child. We should actually get together and talk, because we've never met in person, or have we?
Just the one time.
Opening day. God, that seems like a long time ago.
Certainly does. Our one encounter. Maybe I'll have to bring my Rick Barry jersey with me when I meet you again.
Do you have one?
I do, right here. It's all my jerseys have no names on it, but my one exception is a Rick Barry classic jersey from the 70s.
That is incrinculant. His son was in the Olympics. Did you see that in the 3-on-3?
Yeah, Canyon, right?
Canyon. So this dude leads a miraculous win. They're down one guy, Jimmer Fredette, can't play. So they have three guys. Why don't they send another? Can't they give the team another sub? Why don't they show up with five people? But that's beside the point. Canyon Barry, son of NBA legend Rick, is playing in the game, and the announcers never mentioned it. And then the dude goes to the foul line in a clutch situation and shoots underhanded free throws and makes them both. And the announcers at the Olympics never said, Rick Barry's kid shoots underhanded. You might be noticing that he's shooting underhanded free throws. They never said it, Destiny's Child. I wanted to call NBC and say, what are these? Do they even know that this is Rick Barry's kid? That's kind of an interesting storyline. I was very angry.
It's a fascinating one. I mean, they write about it all the time back at home. He was a tremendous free throw shooter back in college, of course, just embracing that style. You should file a gripe with NBC.
I'm going to write off. It's one of the most incredible broadcast blunders I've ever seen. Anyway, all right, let's get to the Pirates. Not even the Pirates. Let's talk about younger guys. We had a good piece in the Post-Gazette today by Noah Hyles, not to be confused with Olympic champion Noah Lyles, who Tyreek Hill says he can outrun. Here's some guys that need to be up here, in my not-so-humble opinion, Destiny's Child. Billy Cook, no relation to Ron. He came over from the Orioles. He is second in all of AAA in doubles and extra base hits this month. He's hitting 395. He's slugging 1134. He's a top 25 prospect for the Pirates. He's apparently playing some center field. Why not have him up here in September, and then we don't have to watch Michael A. Taylor anymore?
I'm not ruling it out. I think it's going to happen. I wouldn't say that I'm going to put a firm timeline on it of when, but you know, I had a great conversation with Billy last week and wrote up a story on him where basically the sentiment from him was, yeah, I would love to be there, obviously. You know, any minor leaguer would, but with him, he's such an interesting case because he is kind of a late bloomer. But to that point of being a late bloomer, he's 25 years old. You would think the sooner you can get him up to the big leagues and figure out what you have in the guy, the better.
And they are playing him in center field?
Yeah, they're playing him in the outfield. I mean, outfield is his, I don't want to say natural spot, because he moved to the outfield once he got to college. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he had a great quote about it of saying when they moved him to center field in college, he was like, this felt really natural to me. I'm, you know, paraphrasing a little bit there, but can play first base. He can, second base is another spot that's very familiar with for him. But I would say if there's two positions that he's most comfortable, it's probably center field and second base. So he's not going to wow anybody with the glove. I don't think he's the, you know, the greatest defensive center fielder in Pirates history or anything like that. Taylor is certainly a better defender, but I think he's capable of holding his own up there. I think it's certainly something that you have to consider, and you have to consider getting him up here.
You know, you just remind me of a question that I want to ask Derek Shelton at the top of the hour before we get back to the likes of Henry Davis. It feels to me like this organization values defense much more than offense. And I would point to Michael A. Taylor. I would point to Grandal. I would point to Triolo, Alika Williams even. It's not like they could have been surprised that any of those players didn't hit, but they valued the defense so much that they went out and got those guys or promoted them, whatever, and stayed with them, at least the first three I mentioned, just stayed with them through months of nothing offensively. So tell me about that. Obviously, it's true that they value defense way more than offense. What do you think of that?
Yeah, my observations of that, I think it's that each player is their individual guy, right? Like, that's obvious that they're individual talents. But within the collective construction of the franchise, it's that there are some guys who have this clear defensive shortcomings that maybe you're trying to compensate for. Like, maybe that's unfair of me to make it so simplistic like that, but stats are stats. You know, O'Neill Cruz has struggled mightily at shortstop. Brian Reynolds has been one of the worst defensive outfielders in baseball this year. Jack Swinski struggled mightily in center field when he was up here. Rowdy Tellez and Connor Joe at first base are league average, probably at best, maybe slightly above, slightly below. Nick Gonzalez at second base was an average defender. So you look at it as maybe this was their way of compensating for some, I don't want to call it flaws, but you're trying to create a roster where some guys you expect offense from, but maybe not so much defense. And then the inverse, and you're hoping for offense, but maybe you could call it a flawed construction of a roster. Maybe you could call it just guys underperforming. But I would say that there is some intentionality behind that between there are guys who are defensively challenged, and you are probably trying to compensate for that, at least to some degree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Very interesting there. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's why we pay Destiny's Child the big bucks. Yes, City Limits?
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you uttered there.
Yeah. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You might be right about that the more I think about it, Andrew, but let's get to the next guy. Is Henry Davis. And I know that it's been said by many people that there's a wider gulf between AAA and the majors than there ever has been. But whenever this dude goes back to AAA, he doesn't just hit, he kills people. I mean, he's at 344 since July 13th with 20 RBIs, a 994 OPS, and he's ninth in AAA in slugging. I'm heartened by that, but only to a point because of what everybody says about the gulf between AAA and the majors. When does he get back here, and what do you make of this so-called gulf?
Yeah, I mean, the gulf to me is really an indictment on Major League Baseball. I'll start there because I have my opinions on that, is that I really think it's unfortunate of how, you know, the league has gone about it with trimming the number of minor league affiliates for each roster, and what's that done in conjunction has made it so, yeah, that gap is larger because it used to be that AAA really was strictly fringe MLB guys who could be legitimate organizational depth and then a couple of hotshot prospects. But now it really is more of a hodgepodge of that level, where AA really is more of a great indicating factor of how close a guy is. But that's maybe besides the point. That's just something that I have a personal gripe with. But when it comes to Henry Davis, yeah, I think absolutely you have to consider this is a guy who should be a prime candidate, if not the top candidate, to be among those couple of guys who get added to the roster when they expand at the beginning of September.
At what position? Maybe.
I think it has to be catcher. It has to be. And what that means is maybe that means Yasmani Grandal becomes a one start a week guy, or frankly, you cut ties with him, because I'd personally be pretty surprised if Grandal is a guy who's part of the formula for next year, especially with Andy Rodriguez coming back, regardless of how he is with his elbow, with Jason DeLay still being in the reserves. Like, Grandal feels like an expendable guy for next year. So what more does he provide you in September? Especially, you know, I'm going to extrapolate here to a bigger thought, which, you know, we can get into, but Paul Skenes certainly has thrown to Yasmani Grandal a lot. If it gets to the point within the season where Skenes isn't pitching anymore, well, this is the guy who essentially had become Skenes' catcher. If Skenes isn't throwing, I'm not sure how much more value that Grandal provides, especially if some of the other guys he's catching are veterans like a Mitch Keller, guys of that nature. So I would say that there are myriad factors at play here, but I would have to say that Davis should get up here sooner rather than later, and it should be a catcher because that's naturally his most natural position, and they really haven't played him anywhere else this year.
Yeah, and like if he had never played here yet, imagine him putting up these numbers in AAA. Fans would be just foaming at the mouth, and he'd be one of the highest rated prospects in baseball right now. But unfortunately, he has played here, and it hasn't gone well. And speaking of that, Jack Sawinski, a guy who hit 26 homers last year, I thought of him as, all right, he's on the Kyle Schwarber plan. He's going to hit 190, 200. He's going to strike out all the time, but he's at least going to give you power. And now, not only was his season here a complete disaster, but he's hitting 151 in 20 games at AAA. I'm starting to wonder, and I hate to say this, if he's going to be out of baseball soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you have to keep tabs on, right? I mean, the struggles from Sawinski, they've asked him to do some different things. He's, you know, found some success at various junctures this year, but it's never been sustained. For the most part, on the whole, it's, I think you call it what it is. It's been a lost season. Now, that being said, is one lost season enough for the Pirates to move on from a guy? I'm not so sure about that. I'm not terribly certain. I would have to imagine that you're looking at probably one more year at least in the organization before any drastic measures are made on the Sawinski front. But you would hope to see something better in AAA, because really this has been in a continued struggle. This is a guy who obviously puts a lot of pressure on himself and works really hard. That's fairly well documented. But on the same token, you know, it's a guy who's really struggled this year. You can't look at it objectively and not say that it's been a lost season for Jack Suwinski. And yes, still a relatively young guy. Yes, somebody who has a track record of some sort at the big league level with 26 homers, like you mentioned last year, Joe. I look at it as, yeah, he has one more year probably in the org, but this year certainly did not do him any favors in terms of long-term future with the Pirates, somebody who can be counted on, and frankly, future in general with the Pirates.
Paul, do you mind if I engage Andrew in a game of free association?
I thought you'd like that one.
Oh, is that good? Paul, needless to say, is not here today, Andrew, and I don't know why. But I did get a text from him saying he wouldn't be here. Then I didn't ask after that. I hope he's well, as I'm sure you do.
Well, you got an update. He did communicate with you.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for in this world. Are you ready for a game of free association?
Always. Let's do it.
Bubba Chandler going to be here this year?
No.
Any other young pitcher? Harrington, Ashcraft, anybody?
Maybe Burroughs. We could see Burroughs.
Burroughs, very interesting. How about Andy Rodriguez? Is he going to play a major league game this year?
I don't think so, but I imagine him getting into a good number of minor league games.
Jared Jones, the famous question, when will he return? Do you have the Sheltie clip? Hold on, Andrew. Here we go. Before you get to this.
I will say August 14th.
Still sticking to that?
Well, I'm 6 days overdue here, so that's always lovely. But, yeah, I believe he is slightly... Never gets old.
You're all right. I'm sorry about that. City Limits did all that, not me. It was tremendous theater. When's he coming back?
It's great. Let's say a week. I mean, I believe he's projected to throw today for Indianapolis, so maybe we see him again on the end of the homestand. He could throw as soon as... I think Sunday he could, or maybe sometime during the Cubs series. But I think because this is rehab start number 3, I know Ben Charrington said on his radio show that they were looking at least one more and evaluate from there. So I say it's either one more rehab start tonight and then another, or it's just one and then you bring him back to the big league. So he's probably no more than a week, 2 weeks away tops.
All right. Real quick to end this. I have two more questions, actually. Skeens. Big story in The Athletic this week about how the Pirates could gain an extra year of service if he doesn't finish first or second in Rookie of the Year balloting, and therefore might they be tempted to hurt his cause to finish first or second in Rookie of the Year balloting by not pitching him a lot the rest of the year. Because it kind of makes sense on that level, and also innings-wise, he's getting up there. How does this whole thing play out? What would you do with Skeens?
I thought there was a really good quote. I'm messing it up here, but in that piece, I believe they equated it to a keg with fuses at both ends, where it's kind of a, you know, you did good by the player by allowing him to develop and bring him up here in May and be competitive and all those things. But you did kind of, as the Pirates, pigeonhole yourselves in terms of the service and things of that nature. Personally speaking, I think you have to make all of that irrelevant. It really has to just be about how can you best position yourselves for 2025. So to me, that's you have to increase the number of innings that Skeens throws this year relative to last season. There's really no need for him to be pitching in non-competitive games, so maybe you skip a couple of starts at the end of the year. But to shut him down now or next week to me would be foolish. I would say a target date for, if I were running the Pirates, you know, the target date would be 2 weeks before the end of the year. You save a couple of starts, you save some bullets, but you certainly build on that innings limit or that innings count that he has, because you are getting pretty close to where he was last year.
All right, and real quick, we're down to 30 seconds. What should be the future for Key Brian Hayes here? What needs to happen?
Needs to somehow get healthy, needs to start elevating the ball again, and manage that back however possible. There's still a future here. They just have to go about it that way.
Destiny's Child, you're one hell of a man, and I'm going to be in touch with you about Lake Tahoe, because I really want to go there. And yeah, fly to San Fran and then drive through Sacramento and pay homage to the Sacramento Kings history, I think is the way to go. And they're getting pretty good right now again, too, with the Aaron Fox and Sabonis and company, right?
It's a fun, exciting team.
I love them. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Expect my photos.
What a man he is. City Limits, I love that guy.
He's one of my favorite in the media. He really is. We've grown to become friends over the last couple of months.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to. It's hard not to like the guy. He's like Tim, the caller from earlier today.
It was you were invited to join my family.
Yes, and to watch my house. And same thing with Destiny's Child. I would let him watch the house, watch the dog. I just trust him implicitly.
Show him where the spare key is.
Exactly. I've never met him, but I would show him where the spare key is. I met him once.
Do your neighbors ever watch your house? Do they ever help around the house?
Yeah, one watches very closely, yeah.
I have great neighbors. They help
with
like
wonderful neighbors.
The pool and stuff like that when we're away.
It's a world where you need great neighbors.
Yeah, it really is.
Coming up next, Pirates manager Derek Shelton, top of the hour. Lots to talk about with him about Skeens' immediate future, Key Brian Hayes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.